Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
It's Superman. And today, the Man of Steel, Jimmy Olsen, and the Princess Red Peyton find themselves facing new dangers in a strange and faraway land. We'll learn more about it in a moment. But right now, here's Dan McCullough to ask you a question.
Gang, how do you honestly feel about breakfast? Do you wake up really hungry in the morning, or do you generally have to be coaxed to finish breakfast? Well, however you feel about it, I'm willing to bet that you'll go all out for a big bowl full of super delicious Kellogg's Pep, served up with plenty of cool milk. Yes, sir, you really can't beat a generous helping of those crisp, golden whole wheat flakes when it comes to a top-notch breakfast treat. And, gang, in my opinion, you can't beat the swell prize that comes in all the Kellogg's Pep packages either. You see, there's a nifty colored cardboard plane model right inside every single Pep package, all ready to put together. Now, there are 14 different models you can get. Exciting planes like the British Sunderland Flying Boat, the Douglas C-54 Skymaster, and the Russian Yacht. In fact, there are 4 British planes, 2 Russian, and 8 American models that you can get altogether. And best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for them, not even a box stop. There's a model plane right inside every single Pep package. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. Remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. As we know, Superman landed the plane in which Rev Peyton and Jimmy Olsen lay unconscious in the center of a huge grassy plain, which later, as Clark Kent, he identified as the Orinoco Valley in South America. While they were getting their bearings in this strange part of the world, the earth suddenly began to tremble. Running quickly, they reached a safe spot just as the ground upon which the plane was standing cracked open. Dazed, they looked on as the plane shuddered and vanished before their very eyes.
Oh, what happened? I don't get it, Mr. Kent. Was it an earthquake?
No, Jim, it wasn't. You all right, Red Peyton?
Oh, so many strange things have occurred to me. It's as though I feel waking from a dream.
Sounds more like a nightmare to me.
Well, what was it, Mr. Kent?
During the dry season, the land in the Orinoco Valley dries out so much that the earth splits open. Sometimes the holes are as big as a city block and thousands of feet deep.
Gosh, I was scared before, but now I'm glad I saw it. Only one thing.
What?
Well, what are we going to do now?
What do you mean?
Well, we can't spend the night in a plane because there is no plane. We can't just keep on walking.
No. Well, we'd better wait until daylight, I guess. We'll find a clump of bushes or a few trees or something.
Well, what good will that do us?
Well, we can build a lean-to and spend the night there.
Oh, it's a good thing the comb's feathers glow in the dark. This will have some light.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're going to hear something. Perhaps it's one of his own feathers spraying. Fly, Nicoma. Fly into that wood.
Let's head that way. He'll call to us if he finds something, won't he?
Aye. He's a wise bird.
Oh, you mean he understands what we're looking for?
He's seen us a grass bird into our minds and our hearts.
Hey, he's calling us.
Yeah. Come on.
Hey, you're walking too fast for Rev Peyton.
No. Let me not him, does he?
Oh, Jim's right. I better carry you again.
The girl is impatient. He's calling them.
Come on, Red Peyton. Up you go.
Oh, can't we just walk slower? You carry her, then you'll get all tired out, and then we're
over. Don't worry, Jim. We'll take each thing as it comes along. You walk on ahead, but not too fast. Watch your step.
Gosh, it's dark here. Wish Nakoma were around so we could see.
Well, he's staying where he is as a signal to us. Just watch for his light.
Nakoma will guide us.
Oh, he's leaping lip.
What's the matter?
I almost got my foot caught in another one of those cracks.
Told you to watch your step. Come on.
Hey, there he is. There's Nakoma.
Hey, this is like electric, you see.
Uh-huh. Well, he's coming toward us now. Not much further to go.
All right, little babe. We follow thee. Lay down.
We're practically there. Nakoma's light, you can almost see plain as day. Those are trees, aren't they?
Yes, and I hear a stream of water, too.
You do?
Uh-huh.
We couldn't see this before. We're waiting for our arrival.
Do you feel how the grass is getting softer under our feet?
That's right. Dryness hasn't reached this spot yet, or else we're nearing the jungle.
Gosh, it's beautiful around here.
Aye, it's like a fairyland set in a great waste.
Oh. And you were right, Mr. Kent. It's a brook.
Sure, that means we'll have fresh water. All right, now let's get going and build a lean-to.
Are you sure after we get it all built, the ground won't split open and swallow it up?
No, I don't think so. If there's water running, the ground can't be dried out.
Okay, I'll go look for some wood.
No, no, no. You stay here with Rev Peyton, Jim.
Hmm?
She mustn't be left alone. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Now, first I've got to find a natural hollow where Jim and Rev Peyton will be protected. Oh, this looks like a good spot. I'll pull some of these branches down. Another one over here. That'll do it. Yeah, hang my trench coat over it. So. There we are. Well, the mayor's set for the night. I'll really have to get to work. Okay, Jim. Rev Peyton, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Then follow the sound of my voice. Over here.
Okay, we're coming.
And got a temporary lean-to set up for you.
Now, that's good. Because Rev Peyton's tired.
I fear I'm becoming a burden to thee.
Don't you worry about that. Help her into the lean-to, Jim.
Okay. Gee, this is empty. Sure works fast.
Mm-hmm. Now, lie down there, Rev Peyton, and try to get some sleep. You too, Jim. We'll have a big day tomorrow, and you'll need your strength.
Oh, what are you going to do, Mr. Kent?
Well, I still want to try to find out more about where we are.
Don't you think maybe one of us ought to try to get some kind of help? We might get lost in the jungle, and then...
Don't you worry about that now. Sleep is what you need.
Okay, you're the boss.
You all right, Rev Peyton?
Oh, yeah, thank
you. You, Jim?
Uh-huh.
Good. I'll be back shortly. Now, we've got to work fast. Jim and Rev Peyton will never hold out this way. I'd better get back to the place for help.
What? Look out, Rev Peyton!
Scott, what's happened back there? I'm coming! I'm coming!
What new danger looms the moment Clark Kent turned his back? We'll know in a moment. But first, here's a reminder for you.
Say, gang, have you gotten a full squadron of Pep model planes yet? Remember, there's a really neat colored cardboard plane model right inside every single package of that super delicious breakfast cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And there are 14 different models you can get all together. So if you've been a regular Pep eater these past weeks, you ought to have a really good head start on a squadron of Pep model planes. And believe you me, gang, these planes are really slick prizes. Now, in the first place, they're models of exciting modern war planes. Planes like the British Whirlwind Fighter, and the Russian Yacht, and the Curtiss Hell Diver, and the Lockheed C-69 Constellation. In fact, there are four British models, two Russian ones, and eight American ones that you can get all together. And on the back of each plane, you'll find a lot of valuable pointers on how to spot it, along with a list of the other models that you can get in that particular series. And best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for these nifty models, not even a box top. There's a plane right inside every single Pep package. So, gang, remind your mother to get you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. Remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Clark Kent, having settled Rev Peyton and Jimmy Olsen in a makeshift lean-to, left them and walked into the darkness to assume his true role of Superman and return to the United States for help. He was about to rid himself of Kent's disguise when he heard Jimmy and Rev Peyton calling frantically. Wheeling, he rushed back to the lean-to.
Hurry, Mr. Kent. Hurry, he's ready to jump.
Oh, God, a jaguar!
Well, you killed him, Mr. Kent. He's dead.
Oh, I thank you, dear. I thank you.
I shouldn't have left you alone. Well, we better all stick together from now on.
Gosh, you killed him with your bare hands, Mr. Kent. You broke his neck. How'd you do it?
I was just lucky, Jim. His neck snapped against a rock, I guess.
Boy, I'll say that was luck. Mr. Kent, what kind of an animal is it? You call him a jag something?
Jaguar, Jim.
Oh.
That's a South American panther.
A panther?
Mm-hmm.
He's a lizard. He sure looks fierce.
Quiet. Look. The patient's falling asleep from sheer exhaustion.
Oh, okay.
Nakoma, you stay outside on the limb right above us. Understand?
What for? Why'd you send him outside?
Well, his bright light will keep the animals away better than a fire. Okay, Jim. Let's turn in ourselves.
Hmm? Yeah, let's. I feel kind of done in myself.
As Red Satan, Jimmy Olsen, and Clark Kent close their eyes for some much-needed sleep, something is happening in the hills not far distant from them. Strange, white, billowing objects float down through the sky and land on the ground. Then two figures disengage themselves, and as they scramble to their feet, we hear...
Oshima!
Yes, it's Oshima. Others ran further up.
Good. We not need talking whispers here. There is no one around.
We take off parachute?
Yes.
Oh, it's great honor Emperor has bestowed upon us. First Japanese to land in America as conquerors.
Our troops were on Kitka, not forgetting that. That is America, too.
Yes, but not so close to very hot.
We are not so close yet ourselves. This is only South America.
That is true, but once airfield is built from which honorable Japanese friends can fly, just as our Emperor, Son of God, said, we will write the peace in the White House.
That will not happen tonight. So let us settle down here until we can join others in the morning. We will use parachutes for cover.
Yes.
So, the gates of Ereria are to be opened to receive us in 3 days. That is right?
That is right. That was word our agents there sent out.
At what do you laugh, Oshima?
Oh, these fools. It's so easy to deal with fools.
You mean people of America?
I mean all people who think they can live in peace and negotiation.
There will be peace only when Japan rules the world.
Oh, I'm very tired. I go to sleep.
You sleep. I look around. Fool. Fool. Oshima. Oshima.
What is it?
Come over here, Oshima. I see something. Bring binoculars.
Here are binoculars. What do you see?
Let me have them.
I see
Right.
Right. What kind of light?
It has brightness of the sun.
Oh, it's nothing. Just fire of a native, perhaps.
Perhaps. But can take more chances. Oh, come. We investigate. We must kill any living thing that may interfere with great and glorious plans of Emperor. Sandfire. Nippon.
And so, two of the enemy who are to take over Illyria, according to the nefarious plans of Saki and the Japanese, hurry toward the bright light of Nakoma the bird. Clark Kent, Rev Satan, and Jimmy Olsen, unaware of the new danger threatening them, lie fast asleep in their lean-to. What will happen to them? To find out, listen tomorrow to the next thrilling episode in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station. By the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual,